History Channel is in the spotlight, rolling out two miniseries tonight, The Bible and the Vikings. And we're pleased to welcome TV Guide Entertainment Editor Matt Rausch, who's checked out these shows to see if they're worth our time. Matt, let's start with The Bible.
Well, at least you know how it turns out, and that's one thing about that show. And it really does pick, I think, the most ubiquitous Bible stories. Does it in very broad strokes, 10 hours, trying to just put it all together in that, and a lot of CGI effects. But I still don't think they do it any better than they did back in the day of the Ten Commandments. What's really more interesting about the show is what it stands for History Channel, because a year ago they got blockbuster ratings for a miniseries version of Hatfields and McCoys, and it's the first time they went for a drama type series like that with big stars. There aren't really any big stars in the Bible or the Vikings for that matter. And the Vikings is actually being seen as more like a weekly series that after it finishes its 10-episode run this spring, that it could come back for multiple seasons, which is a new programming model for programs for networks like History, and Discovery Channel is doing the same thing later this year with a series based around the Klondike. They have such success with their reality shows like Gold Rush and things that are set in Alaska. They're going to try to do it with drama now because it did so well with Hatfields and McCoys. So we'll see how it plays out. But, yeah, Bible is okay. Vikings is somewhat more interesting because it's about a different culture that you probably have never seen dramatized before. It kind of has the look of Game of Thrones with a few less thrones, a lot less explicit violence and sexuality, although that does exist in their world, of course, because they are marauders. They pillage all the way through this series, but it's not quite as graphic as you see in the pay cable shows like Game of Thrones and Spartacus, but you can also see the success of those shows or why these shows also exist and why History Channel is trying to broaden its programming reach beyond just the docuseries and the reality series that otherwise dominate their schedule.
Would viewers be informed? Would they learn something from these shows as well as be entertained?
I'm not sure what they'll learn out of the Bible because it really does almost seem like a cartoon, almost like an animated version with actors doing it because it really is broad strokes. The Vikings is maybe somewhat more interesting because they are pretty much a vanished culture you don't hear a lot about. So that might be more interesting, but you're not really going to these shows for historical accuracy. They're very broad dramas, and so I think in that regard they're seen as somewhat a bit of escapism.
Let me ask you briefly about something on ABC tomorrow night. It seems unusual. ABC's Family Switched at Birth. Tell us about this very special episode.
Well, this is a really good family show. Switched at Birth, I recommend a lot to people who ask if there's anything families can watch together, which isn't always the case on ABC Family because some of their shows are a bit racy as well. But Switched at Birth is a show that features a number of actors who are hearing impaired or deaf. And this episode that airs Monday night is told entirely in American Sign Language. It's set at the School for the Deaf, which is in danger of being closed because of budget cuts. And the students rally, and they're going to stage a protest and all of this. And while it's happening, as they're going through all of this drama, there are no words. There is no sound. You were reading captions as they signed to each other. You're living in the world that they live in.
Amazing.
It's a really interesting experiment for this show to do. It's one of the better shows of its type, and this is one of the best episodes they've ever done, so that's kind of why we want to call that out. It has that kind of, like, quote, very special vibe to it, but it's also just a really good episode.
Very interesting. Matt, thanks so much.
Oh, you bet.
Matt Rausch, TV Guide, entertainment editor